Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. The story is supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Ken Scott's guy who, well, he worked with the Beatles and produced Supertramp and Jeff Beck and David Bowie, among many other people, did all the early David Bowie material. The technique that David was using in the studio continued on through pretty much his entire career. I was talking to Ken about it. Did, you know, Bowie do lots of takes of trying to get everything right, or how did that happen? Was everybody there? Was everybody the room empty?
We would hear, and it wasn't just me, that all of us would be in the control room whilst David's doing the vocal. And that first time through, which was the performance, go through, and there was something you didn't expect. So the immediate reaction is, oh, you made a mistake. You go back and listen to it and suddenly realize, no, it's not. That's brilliant. It wasn't a mistake. That was totally intentional. So we kept it. But that kind of thing happened several times where we thought, finally, he's got to go in and we have to doctor it. But we never did.
One take. One take of the vocals. That's David Bowie, Ken Scott, and that's a story.